88.1 FM WCRX. We're out with DJ Nars on Chicago's Underground, and I'm joined in studio by four other members of the Iceland Airwaves 2011 crew. We are all luckily going to Reykjavik, Iceland to cover the festival. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Why does everybody introduce themselves? Major, name, you know.
Please.
I'm Emily Harbaugh. I'm a music business major.
I'm David Sparacio. I'm a radio major in my senior year.
I'm Lizette Garza, also a music business major.
And I'm Colin Lazorka. I am a senior radio major.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about why we're going. Colin?
Well, we are going to cover Iceland Airwaves, which is the big music festival in Reykjavik this time of year. Lots of music over 4 days worth, Wednesday to Sunday worth of music. And we're going to get the chance to go over and get to explore the city a little bit and get to see some amazing acts that you don't really get to see outside of Iceland. It's going to be a good time.
Had you guys ever heard of this festival before you...
No, not at all.
Yeah, so big shout out to Iceland Airwaves for letting us come through and cover the festival. And then also Iceland Air hooked us up with some awesome tickets. And
yep.
The best excursion that we're going to get to do is we're going to go hang out in the Blue Lagoon. So, but David, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Those people definitely let us come by and take a dip.
Yes, the Blue Lagoon is definitely going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a 45-minute bus ride from our hotel. And it's just a great place to go to the lagoon, relax, and it was actually formed as an offshoot from the water energy from a nearby geothermal power plant. And when the day we're going is actually going to be like DJs, going to be spinning music, and because it's a part of the festival, and you could go in the lagoon. It's about 98 to 102 degrees Fahrenheit. And different spots of the lagoon have different temperatures. So if you're like, ah, oh, this is not warm enough for me, I like it hotter.
And, I like it hotter.
Yeah, you could go and walk over a few feet, and it's a big difference in temperature. And then also there's the mud that they have, harvest mud, and you're going to put it on your body and your face, and it's going to make your skin all smooth and silky.
I heard you can look 10 years younger when you go in there. That's what happens when you... So you're going to look like what?
I'm going to look like five.
Oh, my God.
You must be really smart. So let's talk to the music business majors real quick. So you guys, I mean, us radio kids, like, we're covering, you know, interviewing artists and everything. You guys sort of took, like, more of a business outlook on the festival. So who have you guys been talking to, and what are you guys going to be doing when you're there as far as, like, tackling that aspect of it?
We are talking to a lot of the the promoters for Iceland Airwaves. We're talking to Anna and Camilla, who work for Iceland Music Export, which is this big program in Iceland to promote Icelandic music. And they're really awesome. I've also been talking to people who have founded Gogo Yoko, which is where a lot of the music in Iceland is available for sale because they don't have an iTunes there.
I was gonna ask you guys about that. Like, have you guys done research on, like, how do their record labels, like, stack up to the way it works here? Have you looked at that?
Yeah, I profiled three of the Icelandic record labels, and they're very more, well, they're do-it-yourself, they're indie, like, they're very hands-on with their artists. It's not like some of the ones here, like the majors, they don't have the majors like we do here.
Yeah.
So they all have relationships with their artists. Like, I did 12 Twinar also, and they have a record shop and a record label, and they're very hands-on with their
artists. Yeah, it
seems
like a lot of the record companies do everything as far as all the, like, you know how we have publishing companies here. I'm actually doing an interview with a publishing company out there because it seems like there's not many out there.
So it's like, it's not like it is here where they sort of like...
They have different corporations and different kind of businesses and labels and all this kind of sections for the industry. It's kind of just all under one for a label or...
So there's no big three. There's no...
No, not at all. No.
It's definitely a grassroots effort.
Yeah, for real.
That's fun. Well, you can also check out WCRXFM.com. Has our blog up there, our WordPress site, which is we all did preview stories for this trip, and like David did one on the geothermal, and then you did the record labels, and Lizette, yours was really awesome. I was looking at it.
Oh,
was
thanks.
the offsites for Iceland Airwaves, because it's sold out, so there's no tickets anymore. But if you're, you know, hanging out in Reykjavik and listening to our station right now, and you're like, man, I want tickets still, you can check out all these awesome clothing stores and shoe shops and stuff put on these shows. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's, like you said, the festival is sold out. So for people who don't have tickets, they're still able to see these artists that are performing on the venues or wherever they are, but just outside of the specific venues that they have. So I interviewed Kron. So they're a fashion boutique out there that have huge designers like Marc Jacobs and all that kind of stuff. And they are their own Iceland shoe design. So they have these events. They have these artists come in a couple times of the year. It's not just Iceland Airwaves that they have artists come out, but yeah, they're big supporters. I think a lot of the boutiques and stores are big supporters and of the artists that are from there.
It's kind of like a lot of places you hear. Like, I know Leaders does hip hop shows and stuff around town. So are you gonna get some Iceland sneakers?
I want to. We'll see how that works.
Check out, because their fashion is, man, they're on point.
They're extremely hip. Yeah. They're extremely hip.
Yeah, and that brings me to Colin, who
brings him specifically to me.
He's all right. Extremely hip, and
I don't know about that.
I want to talk about your pre-project, because you did a lot of research on sort of the culture and what's, you know, I mean, when you go to a different country, it's obviously super smart to research their culture, so you don't do some, like,
so you don't look like a dumb American.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly, which is what we do, man.
Exactly, we do that best here in America.
So tell me a little bit about what you found out, and sort of like any interesting things, or just in general.
I found a lot of cool information about Iceland. I didn't know that one of the, they basically, that they love Coca-Cola over there. I did not know that they are obsessed with Coca-Cola, and literally it's all that they drink. It's because it's kind of like Mexican Coca-Cola, where they use actual water and actual sugar and not stuff that's been like processed through like a million different bad and other things. But I did not know that hot dogs are also big over there. I'm kind of really big into food too, so it's like I was really looking into the whole food culture and everything.
So we definitely have to do a Chicago comparison.
It's gonna be difficult, but I mean, yeah, we can definitely give it a shot. Their hot dogs are definitely are something different compared to what you get a Chicago dog. It's basically a salad on a bun with relish, tomatoes,
a mustard.
Yeah, all that, the pickles and whatnot, compared to where they just have lots of onions, fried and raw onions, ketchup, like a mustard and a remoulade.
They put ketchup on their hot dogs?
They actually put ketchup on their hot dogs. And I kind of like ketchup on my hot dogs. Not my Chicago dogs, but I like, if it's a cheap hot dog and you have to burn it on the grill just to make it taste good, you need ketchup. So I've just found out a lot of cool facts about that. They're one of the only countries next to Japan and Norway that actually participate in whaling still. That's kind of like almost a bit of a taboo topic. It's like you just want to be careful where you step with that one. Just because it's been a part of their culture forever, and they've been getting a lot of fire from the United States as of that. So a lot of cool things about how big the country is. It's about 39,000 square miles, I believe, and total population about 311,058 people total on the entire island.
So tell me about these invisible people.
the hidden people, as they're called. Basically, what it is believed by about 54% of the folks in Iceland believe it, but the other 54, it's kind of the best way to describe it is almost like you believe in God or you don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. And basically these elves or dwarfs live in hills and rocks and things all throughout the country, as believed by the 54% that do believe in it. And basically they kind of, there's so many interesting little things. They have their own dwarf council kind of thing, where they have to like consult this before they like build things, before they like tear up anything. If they're building a roadway, they have to make sure there's no elves living present in the area.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really interesting. But there's laughing?
I read that, like, everything that I've researched, like, that has always come up, and I'm like, wow,
it's something different. I mean, it's just For us to look at it like, oh, it's elves and dwarfs, wow, it's kind of blah, blah, blah. But it's looking at it, it's basically the same as if you believe in God, if you're Catholic or you're an atheist, basically. So it's just, that's how I see it. And basically,
so don't get a little tipsy and make fun of it.
Exactly. Do not. Please do not. It's just, They're a very proud culture like we are here. I mean, we're all proud to be Americans. They're all proud to be Icelandic, and they love the country that they're from. So it's just, it is all about respect. I mean, you can't go to another country and just start smack talking everybody.
So what's the coolest thing, like, you guys researching sort of the culture that you've seen that differs from us, obviously?
That differs from us. Anything, guys? I'm so long-winded. It's not good. Let's see. Anything that's good that about their culture, you know, coming from a food aspect.
Yeah.
A lot of their stuff, they have traditional kind of foods that they only serve like at certain points throughout the year, and stuff like sheep's faces, like boiled sheep's heads that they'll scrape the meat off of the face.
Oh, wow.
A lot of rye flatbreads, rams. Can I say testicles on the radio? I just did anyway. Well, rams testicles they have. Yep, hit the dump button. But just a lot of interesting things. A lot of smoking and curing involved in their food. And
man, you're making my mouth water a little bit.
I am so excited to go over there and eat. You have no idea.
I mean, obviously, when you start talking about other countries' culture, their food is definitely a main point. But the music is why we're going. It's why we're all going. So, Colin, why don't you tell us about one of the artists that you're going to interview, and we're going to listen to a track.
Good Lord, you make me talk more. Sweet Jesus. Yeah. Okay, so basically, I'm going over and I'm interviewing a composer by the name of Olafur Arnold. And he is, he's about 28, I think he's 24 years old, and he's been doing this, he's been recording since about 2006. He released his first record, which is called Eulogy for Evolution, and then I have a cut, actually, that I brought from his EP entitled Variations on Static, which was released in 2008. And it's a lot of, it's classical music blended with electronic music, kind of just electronic beats and things like that, if you want to give it a little run. But it's interesting, and it's definitely something I don't think you would hear here in the States. And it's something that's just uniquely Icelandic. When you hear it, you'll understand. But, there's just something about it that's like, it's not from a place that we've experienced before.
Awesome. So, all right. So we'll check it out. And when we get back, we'll talk more about the artists of Iceland Airwaves right here on 88.1 Chicago's Underground. WCRX. If you are just joining us, we have five members of the eight man / woman crew of Iceland Airwaves 2011. We are going as a college, as a collaborative efforts between arts and media management, radio, journalism, and audio arts and acoustics to cover the Iceland Airwaves 2011 music festival in Reykjavik, Iceland. So that was Colin, what was that track?
The track is called Folk, and it is it means snowdrifts, snowdrift. And it's by Olafur Arnolds off of his 2008 EP entitled Variations of Static. And he's the guy I'm going to have the chance to sit down and talk with. And I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Nice. So. Awesome. So we are obviously going to cover the music festival, and music is a big, big thing. And the Airways Music Festival has been going on for about, it's in its 12th year now. It started actually in an airplane hangar in Reykjavik, Iceland, and it has now grown into this huge annual festival that is pretty much like a platform, would you guys say, for like world music and just sort of like a lot of bands that before they make it big in the U.S., they start there. Like Florence and Machine played there. Who else that was like? Do you guys, can you think of off the top of your head? I mean,
I knew Florence, but I'm trying to think of the other one.
I know Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band plays there every year, mm-hmm. and they're huge. But some other big U.S. bands, Beach House, Tune Yards, but it's basically, I mean, it's a lot of Icelandic bands, mm-hmm. a lot of Icelandic music, so.
I want to say the Kills were over there at one point. It's mm-hmm. when 1 year the Kills played. I'm trying to think who else. Sigur Rós, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The big, next to Björk.
Subtract is playing this year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what, David, who are you interviewing? Who are you seeing? What are you
I'm going to be interviewing, it's a newer band. It's called Gang Related. And what they do, their music consists of noise pop, and they combine the catchiness and vocal harmonies of the 60s with the lo-fi sound of the 90s indie rock. So it's a really cool blend of their music. I'm going to be interviewing a guy named Gunner. He's in the band. He plays the guitar, and then I'll be interviewing the drummer. But the band consists of four members. It's Gunner and Albert. They're on the guitars, and then two other members who play bass and drums.
Nice. So what made you want to interview them? You just sort of like... the music, or
I was going on the website. I was looking at it, listening to all these different bands and their music, and I stumbled across this. I started to play it, and I was like, "Wow, this is really different. It's really cool. I want to find out more about it." And I like the idea that he plays with his brother. I want to find out how that dynamic is, because if I were in a band with my brother, I would just argue. I mean, we couldn't even be on a bowling team together because there was so much tension.
Oh, no.
Oh man, it was terrible. Never again.
But you bowled a lot of strikes, though, right?
Yeah.
So Lizette, I want to ask you, because you're going as from a hip hop standpoint, which is what super interests me too, because it's sort of, I mean, you think of hip hop in America, it comes from like the, you know, poverty and sort of a lot of like urban low income areas, and like in my research in Iceland, I'm like, there's nothing like that. So it's sort of like, I mean, not that all hip hop has to come from that, but it's definitely sort of like,
well, yeah, coming from the U.S., it's definitely like that main focus. That's where it was brought up. And ever since then, that's where it's grown. But yeah, and in Iceland, it's more of, it's just not really there, I want to say. There's not too much of it. And it's just, I mean, from the hip hop that I found, it's really direct, aggressive, mm-hmm. like hardcore.
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
I just like swearing all the time, and like, I don't know, it's just so intense. And I'm used to more of like, simple kind of, not simple kind of beats, but just more like,
we have more variety here. Yeah. So yeah,
absolutely. But like the hip hop that I listen to, at least, is just more of, it's focused on people's struggle and mm-hmm. like hardships and stuff.
So who are you talking to when you're there? Are you interviewing any acts?
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited for it. I'm interviewing Caesar A and Blaz Raka. They're basically pioneers of hip hop. They're like the second generation of the hip hop out there in Iceland, and they're the first crew to perform, or their lyrics are in Icelandic language.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so it's like being able to sit down with like Rick Rubin or like Grandmaster Flash or one of those guys.
Yeah, they're pretty big. So I'm really excited about that.
Nice. So Colin, we know you're doing Olaf Arnolds. Who else are you? Any other artists you're interviewing, or that you're looking forward to seeing?
I've mainly focused. I really wanted to talk to this guy, and I wanted to make this interview as cool as I can possibly get it. So I put a lot of focus into that, but there's a lot of other bands. A group called Uditur, which is kind of, the best way I can describe them is they're kind of like the Icelandic Arcade Fire. They're just very, very all over the place. They have horns, strings, double bass, piano, guitar, and supposedly one of the most beautiful lead singers I think I've ever seen in my life. Or one, a beautiful, beautiful lady. But I mean, I who knows? Maybe I can still try to shoot him an email, see if I can get over and maybe talk to him. But nice. Who knows? So they're going to be there. There's a lot of afternoon shows, as you mentioned. A group called Benny Hem Hem, I'm kind of excited to see. A lot of post rock groups, if I can make my way around to it. But there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
So
over
much
there.
Stuff.
Oh yeah. There's no way you'd be able to even scratch the surface of all the stuff they have that you could see in the course of the 4 days that we're there.
Yeah.
So
definitely. How about you, Emily? What are you? Who are you gonna check out? And
I'm checking out Random Recipe with you.
Yes.
Which will be a lot of fun. They're a Canadian hip hop group. They rap in French and in English, which is really awesome. And they have two female artists in there, which is even more awesome to see the women represented.
I mean, I don't know if you're, yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Flowetry, but when I first saw them, like, that's who they reminded me of. Like, mm-hmm. The first video I saw, like, the girl, like, a xylophone just started playing, and the girl just starts freestyling and beatboxing, and I was just like, what?
And it's awesome, because you just see this, and they have so much energy on stage, and you're just like, this is crazy, and so I'm really excited for that. I'm also going to be seeing Of Monsters and Men, which Sarah, another girl in our group, will be interviewing, and they're an Icelandic indie band, which they're really good. They just came out with an album. It's not available in the U.S. though.
We got to look for it in record stores. Yeah, we have to go look around for it.
Yep.
That's what I want to ask you too, because they don't have iTunes out there, and you guys did a lot of research on the record label. So they sell record stores? That's how they roll there?
Yeah, and then the Go-Go Yoko, the artists sell their music on there.
Right, on their website, obviously, yeah. That's cool. Any other bands you're going to check out? Or
I'm checking really out Glasser, which is a U.S. band. The Icelandic Arcade Fire that I don't know how to pronounce.
Útidur.
Útidur.
Huh? What? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's like the Icelandic Arcade Fire, yeah, basically? That one. Nice.
And Retro Stefson.
So it sounds like we all have like a nice little buffet of Icelandic music and European music and all sorts of stuff. So I guess my last question to sort of wrap it up is like, what do you guys want to do while you're there outside of any other stuff outside of the festival you're going to check out? I mean, obviously we're going to the Blue Lagoon, and big thanks to them again, because they're basically letting us come through and hang out, and you know, we're broke college kids, so they're hooking us up.
I'm really excited to see the architecture. Just by looking at the pictures, it's really beautiful, and it's not stuff that you see here, so I'm really excited to see that.
I would also want to see the geothermal power plant. I interviewed this professor from the University of Chicago, and he said they give tours of it and how they take the energy and turn it into electricity. That's going to be cool. And also, if I have time, I'm going to hike up to the mountains, maybe. I hope. We'll see. But like I said, the Blue Lagoon, I'm just a big fan of hot tubs. I mean, even when I was a little kid and like 5 years old, going to the hotel, that as soon as I dropped the bags on the bed, my main question was, does the hotel have a hot tub? And I would just, if it did, ran downstairs, go in the hot tub. And to find out that Iceland has this naturally geothermal heated giant hot tub that I could swim in is just amazing.
That's so awesome. You're so excited. I'm super excited too. I love hot tubs. I love hot springs. Like, I went to California and I found the smallest, stinkiest hot spring, but just to sit in one. But now that this one's huge and I'm gonna look 10 years younger, even though that'll make me look like 13, but it's cool.
I'm excited about the food. I'm with you on that one. Ever since I was a kid, I've just, restaurants and traveling, food was a big deal for my family, so fat girl at heart.
So you guys have to take pictures every day of what you eat.
Yeah,
every day. To add it to your blog.
Oh yeah, don't worry about that.
And just like Lizette, yeah, it's for me, it's gonna be about the food. It's gonna be able to just see the city as much as I can. I've made a vow to myself, I'm sleeping about 3 hours a night just so I can go wander and just see as much as I can possibly see. But yeah, just to see the city, to see the architecture, to see everything that these guys have said. It just get to experience everything you can while you're there, because it's 4 days. So I mean, take advantage of what you can. But yeah, so I plan on, yep, being, I already am a fat kid, so it's like, I'll go, I will continue to eat as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So it's T-minus, what, like 36 hours that we take off, guys?
Oh, yeah.
It's super excited. Are you guys all packed? Are you?
No.
Not
I'm
yet.
Totally a last
I have, I don't know if you've got it, but I have my Detroit Red Wings shirt ready to go.
Nice.
I'm going to be representing over there, and possibly my Tiger shirt as well.
Yeah, I'm probably going to bring my Tiger shirt. Yeah. Go Tigers. Well, anyways, we got a big thanks to Iceland Air for actually getting us to Iceland, and also Iceland Airways hooked us up with media passes. I mean, we're media nobodies right now, and they definitely hooked us up. So thank you so much to the Iceland Airways Music Festival. Also, three members of our A-Man team are here. So we have Aaron and Andy and Sarah, who could not make it. But if you check out WCRXFM.com,
We got a couple more people we got to thank too. You can't forget.
I'm just making sure. And we also have to thank our professor Althea Legaspi for actually getting us this directed study to be able to go and check out all these bands.
Definitely
has linked us up with KEXP, who is out in Seattle, so we actually get to check out what a live remote looks like at an actual music festival for us radio kids. That's super important. So she linked us up with them and just about everything she's hooked up for us. So big thanks to Althea. For letting us, for taking us along and dealing with us not answering all her emails and handing in projects super late. And
It'll be worth it, we promise.
So the blog is on WordPress, but you can go to WCRXFM.com. There's a big icon for a blog, and it is WCRXFM.com, and the blog link is Iceland 2011. All of our preview stories of everything that we checked out before. We're doing live blogging while we're there each day. And and check us out, and it's going to be totally, totally awesome. I'm super glad and excited and super fortunate to be able to go with you guys, and I can't wait to get there. So
let's do it.
Heck yeah.
Let's do it.
Thanks so much for coming in. We're going to end with a random recipe track called Shipwreck. It's one of the bands we're going to check out at Iceland Airwaves 2011. So thank you.
My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a quick step to losing all of what was preset. My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a quick step to losing all of what was preset. And if it was up to me, I would learn my ABCs and cross seas and hire people to plant trees. If it was my choice, no sound would be bad noise.